Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 10th of November, the 314th day of 2025, with only 51 days before we arrive at 2026. The Climate Prediction Center at the National Weather Service has released its Winter 2025-2026 Winter Outlook, which for the next 2 months predicts the drought in New England will persist, though guesstimating a 33-40% likelihood that our precipitation may be above normal, and thereby potentially mitigating our current drought conditions at least somewhat. Such forecasts are often received ambivalently by people directly reliant on their own wells for water. These are folks who remain guardedly optimistic, who have for quite a while been navigating the challenges of a well running dry, who have grown accustomed to expecting the worst, but nonetheless continuing to hold out hope for a positive outcome. A millennia-old mantra that Yankee industrialists a couple of centuries ago nicknamed the Ben Franklin approach. Here in the Orono Old Town, Maine region, the past week brought us a few rainstorms that puddled up considerably on a flat roof that my girlfriend and I have. We ordered a pair of scuppers. They have arrived, and we intend to install them in the parapet at our earliest opportunity. Meanwhile, however, until we make the time for that, I've been contending with the puddles by sweeping the water overboard with a wide Mexican straw broom. On the other side of the world, the Braj region of northern India has also been experiencing a hit-and-miss pattern of rainfall that has brought about a significant drought recently. Once a week, many of the people there pray to Krishna for relief, and then they continue about their daily business, expecting the worst and hoping for the best. Chloe Martinez provides a perspective in her translation of Mirabai's poem, Mira with Sarcasm, from the Hindu text Braj Basa. Someday you'll think of me, Rama, as you wander, detached. Holding a posture, he sits quite still, just like in the hymns. Rama roams, free of attachment. I should have known he'd go off with the yoga crowd, leaving me in no man's land. Someday he'll remember. Coming or going, he doesn't show up. Who can call a yogi their friend? Mira says, love, Lord who lifts mountains, my mind at least follows your footsteps. Every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of Martin Luther, William Hogarth, Oliver Goldsmith, Friedrich von Schiller, Vashel Lindsay, Jane Froman, Mikhail Kalashnikov, Richard Burton, Russell Means, Greg Lake, Sinbad, Mackenzie Phillips, Beatrice Hess, Hugh Bonneville, Ellen Pompeo, and Miranda Lambert. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1871, according to his journal, explorer Henry Stanley greeted David Livingstone, the fellow explorer in search of the source of the Nile River, with the famous words, Dr. Livingstone, I presume? Heavenward tonight, late in the evening in the eastern sky, our waning gibbous moon will appear to shine next to the Beehive star cluster and below the bright planet Jupiter and the twin stars Castor and Pollux of the constellation Gemini. Watch also morning after next for our third quarter moon, keeping company with the bright star Regulus from the constellation Leo the Lion. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this eighth full week of autumn and the 46th week of 2025, and encouraging everyone to do what you can do to help support our phenomenal radio station, WERU. Keep the faith.